This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 7:02 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the morning shift. You got Mike here, Bo, myself, Ally Mac, and Dylan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're about to get into the Drake London being on this NFL Top 100 list, but just a quick FYI, if you're running the Peachtree Road Race this Friday, today is your carbo load day. Grab the donuts, eat the pasta. Go enjoy that expo at Lennox.
Wow. I wish I was running the Peachtree Road Race because I'd love to carbo load today. You know what I mean? What's the carbo of choice?
So I love a simple spaghetti, but Grant McCauley makes amazing spaghetti sauce. So I'm going to be requesting that for dinner tonight.
Nice, Grant McCauley.
Ally, while we're on this topic, I have a quick question for you. I want you to put your analyst hat on here for a second.
Okay.
Analyst? If you had to put a time on Mike and Bo and how fast, just, you know, by knowing what you know about them, if you had to put a time on how fast you think each of them could run the Peachtree, what time would you put on
them? She would need a sundial for me.
Sundial.
I don't buy that. You've been running, Mike.
On and off, yes, but it's still not anywhere close to getting ready for the Peachtree Road Race, I can tell you that.
I've actually ran the Peachtree before.
Oh, really?
But I did it with Hugh. When Hugh Douglas is here, him and I did it. And so we kind of stuck together. So we didn't really, I mean, I ran the first part, and then I kind of fell back a little bit weighty with him. And then he ran with that freaking Thor hammer.
Oh, wow.
And I chugged a Budweiser or two in the middle of it. Because they hand you beers down there.
Wow.
Where the hospital, I think it's near the hospital. Where that big the
cardiac
big hill.
Which is Hope Hill this year.
What? Okay, yeah. So it
depends, Dylan, on what kind of race you want to have. For them, I think they want to have a fun race. So I'm going to say an hour and a half because you're stopping for beers, you're having fun, you're getting sprayed with the holy water. Like, it's all happening.
How many miles is it?
6.2. It's a 10K.
Okay. Yeah,
And you got to also think there's like tens of thousands of people around you. So it's impossible to get your best time, even though Abe Gordon's going to try for his best
time. There's no doubt about it.
I can see his
nostrils flaring as we speak.
I already know he's going to come in here telling me the carbo loading is a myth and it's like a placebo effect.
Yes!
I know he's going to tell me that.
Yes, he is.
He's also going to tell you that he knows exactly how to weave through the crowd because he watched it on YouTube. He's like, you're showing that hard. If you just got to like...
You just skinny your shoulders and just...
He's like, You just got to take like the 2-3 effect. Like what? Like, yeah, you can only pass, you pass 2-1 time and then 3 the next.
You just have to plan out your route and how to pass the people. You have to find the crevices ahead of
the pack. Stay out front, you don't have to pass anyone.
See, what you don't know, Allie, is Abe has been watching film of previous Peachtree Road races. So he's broke it down on when and where, what group is the best to pass in.
He's in a really high up there group. So he has like elite runners around him. Not the elite class, but he does have really great runners around him. He'll get a good time.
The best about Abe is when you say something and he thinks he's smarter on that subject than you, he makes this like, you know, crap eating grin.
It's that face.
That he can't like, hold his comments
that
back.
Half face, yeah. Half smile.
Like, I'm trying, but there's no way I'm going to be able to keep this in.
Yeah. He just has to be.
I love that guy.
To do it. I love it about him.
Most unique person I think I've ever met.
He's amazing. Well, go ahead, enjoy your pasta tonight. Now, the NFL did release their top 100 players list yesterday, and look, we're super excited. Drake London made it, well deserved, but he's sitting at 97. Do you guys think that's too low?
Yeah,
I do. And I have a couple of pieces of evidence that I'll get into in just a second. But just talking about Drake London overall, I think one of the problems you have when you're the NFL is I don't think he fits. I think he's so unique in terms of the way he's utilized inside this offense and really what his skill set is that I think people from outside of Atlanta kind of have a hard time placing him in terms of these kind of lists. I think he definitely deserves to be on it, and I think that – when you go back and look last year at, you know, some of the players that are on this, he's definitely belongs in that category. And I just think that when we play that power slot position here, that's kind of a tight end in most offenses. And I think most people look at it and go, man, I'm not sure where he kind of fits. Mm-hmm. I'm comparing him to this guy and comparing him to that guy. He doesn't, you know, the skill set just doesn't belong in any certain category. And I think that's why you see kind of lists like this where it's like, oh yeah, Drake London. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the highlight reel looks like, but the numbers are incredible.
Yeah, that's the problem for me. He is ninth in receptions. I'm just wide receiver, just receiving stats in general. Not wide receiver, not tight end, not running back, but receiving stats as a whole. He is ninth in receiving, third in targets, fourth in yards, ninth in touchdowns, fourth in yards per game. And this one's kind of a big one to me. Third in first down receptions. You go through it, and he's almost top 10 and top 5 in like a lot of the major categories.
Yeah.
He doesn't jump off the page at you like Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson do with the speed and the big catches down the sidelines and stuff. But Drake is an all. Dylan, if you can, I don't know how long this will take you if you can do it. I'd like to know the highest Michael Thomas ever got ranked on this list. Because I ask that because I think Drake London is a much, much better version of what Michael Thomas was with Drew Brees when Michael Thomas first came in the league. Because they used Thomas all over the field. And I know Drake is quicker and faster than Michael Thomas. And he doesn't look like Squidsworth or whatever.
Let me pull this back in just a little bit because I actually do have a comp that I think fits this category and also tells you exactly how low you feel like Drake London is possibly ranked on this list. I went back to last year's list and looked at the wide receiver in this category that kind of fits as far as the ranking goes, and it was Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin last year was ranked number 97 on this list, and so I went back to the year before that and looked at what Terry McLaurin's numbers were leading into that. Now, remember, he's had his ups and downs at the quarterback position. He's been extremely consistent throughout his career. But going into last season, when they would have ranked him at 97, his numbers were 79 catches for 1,002 yards. Drake London's numbers last year, 100 catches for 1,271 yards. So over 250 yards more and over 21 catches more as they lead into being both ranked number 97. So it kind of shows you the disparity in what Drake London is and what Terry McLaurin is, and the fact that they're ranked the same on the list, given the differences in their stats from the year before, kind of leads to what we're saying. He's definitely being undervalued in some of these national scenes.
Oh, yeah. The highest Michael Thomas ever got on the top 100, Dylan told me, was fifth. Now, that's crazy, but
wow.
And that was the 2020 list, which meant the 2019 season was what it was based on.
Yeah,
that was his best season ever. He had 149 catches for 1,700 yards and 9 touchdowns. But go to this. His his 2017 season, Michael Thomas had 104 for 1245 with five touchdowns. Drake just had 100 for 1271 and nine touchdowns in his third season. That was Michael Thomas's second season. But remember, Michael Thomas played with Sean Payton as the coach and Drew Brees as the quarterback for those years where he did well. But Terry McLaurin's an interesting one. It's weird because they're so different.
Yeah.
They're physically different.
Yeah, and that's kind of my point when you talk about these rankings. It's almost like there's not a comp for a Drake London style of play. And I think you and I both hit another level in terms of last season in our Drake London fandom because of the attitude you felt like he brought to the team offensively. Like, he's always taking, you know, four and five people down. He's shoving somebody when he gets up. He brings that edge offensively to what you feel like the Falcons need, where it doesn't feel like they, you know, they can be labeled at times a finesse offense, even though they're run heavy. They don't run the ball north and south. That's not a bloody your nose style of run game. So I think Drake London brings that edge that you really, really need in a passing attack, the way he's able to go about his business.
It's funny thing that you talk about that. If you go look at the video that the NFL put out for him, like mm-hmm. the little 3-minute clip that they do on him about his season and what his teammates are, like, that's one of the things Chris Lindstrom's talking about is his attitude. And I go back to, you want to talk about attitude? I go back to the play where it's Penix's first game. He throws the ball to the tight end, who bobbles it up in the air, and it's intercepted. And Drake London is the one that ran him down because Drake was in the end zone and then proceeded to essentially get in a fist fight with him.
Yep.
I mean, he didn't get kicked out. There were no hands thrown, but they were scrapping a little bit. And that's who Drake London is. And he has turned into one of my favorite guys to watch on this team. You know, coming into his rookie year, I couldn't wait to see the tight end in another year, right? And what he was going to do. 3 years later, I think Drake London is the all-around most versatile player on this team, and that's the team that has Bijan Robinson, because Drake plays he plays the role of what a tight end will be at times in this offense.
Yeah, he definitely does. I you don't have this list from last year in front of you, do you? Because I got a question for you. If you had to guess who the Falcons' highest player – it's kind of an asterisk, but if you had to guess who the Falcons' highest-rated player on this list was, who would you say it was in the 2024 top 100?
I'd probably just
gave it away with that little hint.
Well, I don't know. It clearly, he was the guy that didn't play there the year before, but I would say Bijan Robinson.
Last year on the top 100 list, at number 57 was Justin Simmons. Justin Simmons. That's your highest. That's your highest.
He was at number 57 here.
That's your highest ranked Atlanta.
Does that mean
on this list?
Where was Bijan at last year then?
Jesse Bates at 74. I'm still working my way down here. Kirk Cousins at 81.
That's who I thought it was going to be.
Chris Lindstrom at 88. And I know that Bijan was on this list, but I can't find him. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
He was 39.
There you go. Okay.
I was saying
I can't.
It's going to take you a minute to get there, Mike.
No. That might be wrong. That might be this year.
Okay.
I don't know how that's out already that the Falcons have. Oh, that's CBS Sports. Is my bad.
There you go.
My bad. I'll find it.
From what I see, it looks like he was number 60 last year, I think. Number 60.
Let me look back on this list. No, that's not what I have, but no, maybe I'm 60. Off.
Okay, no.
Anyways.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun where we don't – I mean, I don't keep – this list is one of those ones for me that I don't take a lot into at times, and that's it's stupid to say when I hear it. I'm like, well, that's dumb because the players are in on this. But the problem for me is that the players ain't watching everybody, and they're not. They don't. It's hard for them to know everybody.
This is the earliest I can remember talking about this list, though. Isn't this list usually out or like when training camp starts in a few weeks? I want to say last year. Wait. I remember talking about this during training
camp.
Well,
it takes a while to go down through.
I know, but I remember it starting like around the time training camp did last year. And like I said, I could be off on that. And obviously July, when it comes to the NFL, these, you know, that's ultimate like drum up subjects mm-hmm. to talk about. But I don't remember talking about the top 100 list until like into training camp. So maybe they're doing it differently this year. You never know.
I mean, maybe, but it's going to take a while for it to come out. I mean, I don't. I'm obviously trying to hit Control F to find Bijan Robinson on the list. And
I could hear that air over
it's
here.
It's not popping up, and I'm like, where is he at? Because I know that he was on the list last year, unless I'm just taking a whiff at it, but I could have swore he was on the list last year.
Yeah, we'll find that, and you can weigh in on this, too. Where would you have ranked Drake? We've got a tweet going right now to get your thoughts on it. At 929 Morning Shift is the account, and coming up, we're going to go in the huddle with a team that is getting a new stadium, and those Braves. We're going to hear from Snit on how this team is just overanalyzing the mental side of things. We've got that for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. Mike is to my left, Beau across from me, and Dylan behind the glass. Before we get to the Braves game, did we all get a good education on Scud Clouds?
On what?
Scud Clouds. Did you guys not see this before the Braves game?
Scud clouds. Okay.
So right before the game last night, by the battery, there was a cloud that looked like a tornado, and a lot of people were tweeting it out, taking pictures.
I did see this.
Yeah, putting on social media. They're like, take cover. And so Brad Nitz from WSB, meteorologist over there, he put out, guys, it's just a scud cloud.
Scud cloud. That sounds dangerous.
It sounds like Brad knows what he's talking about. I've never heard of it before, but there's no rotation with a scud cloud. It's just the form.
Yeah, is it like a supercell or, like, you know, I don't know. That's crazy, though. Scud cloud sounds terrifying. I just think a Scud missile.
I don't know. I saw Scud cloud. I was like, sounds like dud cloud. Like, that's what it sounded like. Like, it was a big nothing.
That puts me more at ease.
Yeah. Okay. It was a dud. So, but everyone was worried. And there was a little bit of a rain delay last night at Truist, about 10 minutes. Not really that big of a deal. Braves did lose last night, though, 4-0 to the Angels. Again, not Grant Holmes' fault. He only allowed 3 hits, recorded 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. The 8th inning is what broke open for the Angels. Our bats stayed cold, and it's just frustrating. You know Brian Snitker has to be frustrated, too. So he did talk yesterday about what is going on mentally with this team.
Well, no, it's this whole game is that. I'm telling you, this is a, you know, it doesn't profile like, but this is a mental game, and all of it. You know, so yeah, it's about confidence and feel, and you know, I think we break. You know, we kind of get into the probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all that kind of stuff. You know, we've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. You know, they didn't have all this information, they didn't have all the video and whatever, and those guys put up unbelievable numbers and made it to the Hall of Fame. But now we're kind of overanalyzing everything, and this has been a mental game from the origination of it, and that's why you have such, you know, why I know I do have such respect for those guys that play it at such an elite level for so long.
I think there can be analysis by paralysis. I mean, once you see someone either strike out or maybe they even get a great hit or something, run back to the dugout and they're immediately on that iPad, does that kind of bother you a little bit? You're like, you want to see them celebrate or see the emotion, but they're immediately analyzing what's happening.
Yes and no. I think some of that is a celebration, like seeing where.
Let me watch it again.
Knowing that you nailed that, and I think that's part of it. To me, golf and baseball are very similar because all sports have mechanics in them, but I feel like golf and baseball are so mechanic-driven with, you know, throwing motions, at the swings at the plate. A golf swing and a baseball swing are very different, yet they are both very similar in that if your mechanics are off, it is a bad day, a very bad day. There's a mental approach to walking to home plate for an at-bat, just like there's a mental approach for each shot you take in golf. They're very much like baseball is an individual sport played in a collective setting because every player has to do their individual job, and you're not – and other than, like, second and short and maybe first and – I mean, a catcher and home – and, you know, and there's it's really all just do your job on your own, and then it carries, and then you help carry your other 8 teammates.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing about baseball, at least from where I'm standing, is the two things that you have to do offensively and defensively are completely different. You know what I mean? Like in basketball, yes, shooting and rebounding are different, but you're jumping, you know, you're handling the basketball. Like the whole thing with baseball, it's two completely different skill sets. It is interesting listening to Brian Snitker talk about this, though, because it feels, I don't know what the word is, disconnected's not it, but it's like, dude, it makes me wonder how much film study they're actually doing. I'm like, hopefully it's a lot, and I think he's alluding to the fact it's a lot, but there's a level of disconnect there where I'm like, yeah, the thing is about the guys who used to go without film study is the entire league was going without film study. And now the entire league is going with film study, and everybody is studying film, and everybody is looking at mechanics and statistics and launch angle and everything else and making sure the hand placement is good. But the proof is in the pudding. It seems like every single one of these guys is broken at the plate right now.
Well, I think that's his point to the study thing, is that they're all doing it, and they're doing it so much that they have stopped. It stopped becoming a physical fill, and it started becoming this all mental. Like, you're overthinking things. Like, that's why I brought up golf, because that's the biggest comparison for me, is when you're broke, when something in your swing in golf is off, that's the only thing you think about that so much that then it ends up compounding the situation. And I think that's the problem. Like, I don't know if Michael Harris's swing is broke. I know Michael Harris's approach is broke, but his approach is something in his swing got off, And then it affected his approach, and now everything about him at the plate is broke. And there's no amount of film study you can do that's going to fix the actual swing. You have to just go up there and work through it. You can see what you're doing, but you mentally have to make a conscious effort to block out the bad thoughts and fix it physically.
Yeah, I guess the rebuttal I would have to Brian Snicker is I don't know how else you go about fixing it at this point. Is it a cage thing where you just have a coach looking at you and telling you?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather see it for yourself and be able to try to apply that? And I think that's I know that these guys are working. There's no doubt about it. And I think all these players are feeling it at this point. But I don't mind them grinding on the iPad or whatever else it may be.
I've thought about wearing a shock collar in golf every time that I did wasn't supposed to do, have someone like hit the little shock button.
Goodness.
Yeah. Maybe that would work me out of it. You think that would work?
It seems a little bit intense. I don't know that I don't know that I'd want Tim Hyers watching me in the cage with a shock collar on. Yeah, but yeah.
So if you kept doing it wrong, say you did one thing wrong and then you did that same thing wrong, would you just keep upping the intensity on the shot collar?
No. You just keep the same. You don't want to hurt somebody.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
You just want to make them know that they're doing it wrong.
Okay,
you know every time you screw up.
I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page here. Okay.
My grandfather used to take me golfing, and his biggest golf tip, because I kept lifting my head while I was swinging, he always said he was going to tie a fishing line around my neck and put the hook down south. And he was like, "Bet you won't lift your head up then." That's a good point. Probably won't.
But that's the point. And I don't know how you get out of it. I did think Michael Harris's approach in at least the first at bat last night was as good of an approach as I've seen him have in a long time. It was really disciplined, I thought.
Yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. I mean, Jurickson Profar does return today. I'm wearing his shirt. It's the first time in 80 games I get to wear the shirt today. Didier Fuentes right now is slated to be on the mound tonight. So Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a budget that secured $600 million for the Cleveland Browns to get a new stadium. Look, you both have been to Huntington Bank Field right on Lake Erie in downtown Cleveland. Do they need the upgrade?
I think they do. I think this is the same stadium, if I'm not mistaken, that was built right around the same time that Turner Field was,
mm-hmm.
30 years ago. You know what I mean? So it was not a bad facility when I visited there in 2010, I think it was, when we played there. It was the game that Croy Bierman had to pick six. I think that was 2010.
That was 10.
And so, yeah, it wasn't a terrible facility then, but it was only, 14 years old. Now mm-hmm. we fast forward 15, 16 years, and it's probably start time to looking at something. It's what have you done for me lately in the NFL in terms of stadiums, and technology has come a long way since 1996.
I have no issues with that place. I liked it. I've been there recently. I think it was, I don't know, maybe it's been a few years. I feel like this is more about getting indoors than anything. I am a fan of outdoor stadiums. I just am. I know there's certain places that maybe you should have a roof that you can use or some way, but I like it. I love seeing football in the elements. I love seeing cold weather. Now I know I don't play, but I do have to work these games, and I do have an open booth every time we go somewhere. And the coldest place I've ever been was Baltimore when it was like, that wind was blowing a few years ago, and it literally was. And then I did the game in Green Bay where it started out. Remember the Sean Weatherspoon game? And that game started out like, I think, 20 degrees. And then by the end of it was like minus 8.
It is interesting, too. I don't know if you guys remember this. I remember when this stadium was built, the old one they tore down, which was, I don't know, Cleveland Municipal. I don't remember what it was mm-hmm. called, but they actually threw all the parts of it out in the lake.
Of course they did.
To make an artificial reef or something. Yeah, they were like, hey, we'll just throw the whole stadium out in the lake and make an artificial reef. So maybe that's where Huntington Bank Stadium is headed, out in the middle of Lake Erie.
I believe they're actually taking a page out of our book, and they're moving out to the suburbs, kind of like they're going out of downtown, going out to the suburbs.
That's exactly what I thought of, because that's why I thought about Turner Field. And to your point, there's nothing wrong with this stadium per se, but it's almost like if you want to be indoors, if you want to create a better situation for yourself and you're 30 years in, now's the time if they want to go ahead and pull those strings.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they should win first.
Well, coming up.
That stadium will never host a playoff game, I don't think. Oh.
We'll see. Coming up. I'm nervous. Mike.
Apparently,
I should be.
You want me to give you a teaser before which one wins?
Sure, it's going
to
test my deodorant
this
today.
This one's on Allie's shoulders, because everybody will have their own individual list here. Who would look more like their costume in the tools race? Bo wearing Phil the Bucket or Dylan wearing Hammering Hank? There you go. That's coming up on the other side of the break. at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Man, he's back in the saddle, driving the car when it comes to Which One Wednesday. Feels good to be right back in this seat. I'm going to be asking the questions today. This mic'd up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I did it you a unique style of Which One Wednesday today. I've got some questions for each of you individually, and I've got some for all three of you. And let's go ahead and start there. This one's for all three of you guys as we start this thing off today. Given a year to train, these big athletic events in July, would you be better at Wimbledon or the Tour de France? Given a year to train, would you be better at Wimbledon or the Tour de France? Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, either way, my knee's going to fall off. But I'm going to go ahead and say I've seen me play tennis. And remember Gardner? You met Gardner this weekend?
Yes.
Got it? I'm 0-2 against him with a broken racket. So I'll go Tour de France.
Allie, what do you think? Given a year to train, Wimbledon or Tour de France?
Tour de France. I mean, Cody Rigsby is my trainer on Peloton.
Oh, man,
so
love Cody.
I'm already putting the work
hilarious.
In for that.
That guy's hilarious.
No clue who Cody Rigsby is, but good for you.
Big Britney Spears fan, Cody Rigsby. Go ahead, Dylan.
I'm definitely saying Wimbledon. I've already played tennis. Simone and I play tennis fairly often. And I feel like I'm a natural at tennis, honestly. Hey, so I feel like if given a year to train, I could be competitive.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How often does she let you win?
Never. I always go easy on her. Bro.
Well,
that's
if anything came out of yesterday is one thing is true, she lets you do anything you
that's
do.
That's coming up. We're not going to allude to that. As a matter of fact, Dylan, get that sound ready. It'll be up after this one. Let's go with Allie on this one. Allie, if the fences were 100 foot closer for the Home Run Derby at Truist Park in a couple of weeks. Who would have a better chance of winning, Bo or Dylan? 100 foot closer, would we be looking at Bo winning the Home Run Derby or Dylan winning the Home Run Derby?
Okay, so we got to think about what they do in their spare time. Dylan plays basketball. Bo golfs.
Yes.
However, off air, you were just talking about how you're not getting better at golf, Bo.
Hey, whoa. Don't ruin the life of Squid.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I'm going to say about that.
All right.
So, however, the swing, I think, would make Bo more capable of hitting that home run.
Wow, Dylan.
Sorry, Dylan.
Wow, Dylan. All right, Dylan, hopefully you got that sound queued up. Let's go ahead and listen to the sound. This is Dylan talking to Carl Dukes yesterday.
And again, I can do what I want in my relationship. I'm just being considerate. Just being considerate.
All right.
Of feelings. That's how you keep a woman. See, it's not just about knowing that you wear the pants.
Yeah.
You know you wear the pants, but you also got to be respectful.
Oh, okay.
You got to be compassionate. All you got to be comparing. That's how you stay in a relationship.
Okay.
That is so Dylan was offered a ticket to go to the Braves game by Day-Day yesterday, and Dylan said he was not going to go because there was not an extra for his girlfriend. That, like, hey, I can't make this happen. I got to be considerate of Simone back at home. So this question is for Bo and Allie. Is this a good move on Dylan's part, or is this just sad? Is this a good move on Dylan's part, or is this just sad? Bo, we'll start with you.
Simone, do not come for me. However, this is just sad because I have seen photos of this woman at Kendrick Lamar in Philadelphia.
Wow.
I have seen photos of her at many events.
Wow.
Where I know she's Dylan-less because he's at home. Yeah. And how many times did Dylan say,
fair.
Dylan puts his finger and pushes his glasses up and goes, yeah, I'm streaming Mario Kart tonight because Simone's out of town.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, every once in a while, when you haven't already committed a ring because you're not overly invested other than time, you can be like, hey, I'm going to Braves game night with Day-Day. I'll see you when I get home.
Hey, Allie, what do you think?
This is sad for a completely different reason.
Oh, snap.
Completely different reason.
Oh, snap.
Didn't see this one coming.
Because do you know how many events my husband goes to without me?
Wow.
And I 100% want him to go to all those events and enjoy them.
Yeah.
Simone wants you to do these things, Dylan.
Yeah.
Did you not want to go? Yeah. Did you just want to, like, go hang out at home?
No. Here's the thing. I was true in what I said. I was like, if I tell Simone I'm going to the Braves game, because we love going to Braves games together. She has become a big fan of baseball since she's moved to Atlanta. So she loves going to Braves games. So to say, like, hey, I'm going to this Braves game, but, you know, there's not room for you. It's not a ticket for you. You know, I thought she would be more upset than it turns out she was. She actually really didn't care. So, you know, I was just in the moment. I was trying to think of what Simone was going to think, and I thought she would be more upset than she was.
That's the other thing that I've noticed is Simone, from what I know of her, two times I've met her, I think, and just hearing how she act, like how she lives and how you, dude, I don't think she cares.
Nor should she.
She's very laid back.
I think she is. I think you're the Mike Johnson of the relationship. You're the sensitive one.
I'm the sensitive one.
There you go. All right, how about this one, Bo? We'll go a little more serious with your first one. More likely to happen, the Braves miss the playoffs altogether this year or the Hawks earn a top four seed in the Eastern Conference? More likely to happen, Braves miss the playoffs altogether or the Hawks earn a top four seed in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I don't like this one because I think both have a really high chance of happening, but I can tell you that it looks like the Braves are going to miss the playoffs, and that's pretty easy. And so I would say that one has the higher chance of happening right now. I need to see the Hawks get healthy through half a season, much less a full one.
All right.
For a full one, they got to fourth seed, they got to be full healthy.
Let's go to Dylan with this next question. Dylan, whose front office do you trust more, the New Orleans Pelicans or the Milwaukee Bucks? Whose front office do you trust more, the New Orleans Pelicans?
I just have to go with the Milwaukee Bucks. I can't dare to say the Pelicans. At least this Milwaukee Bucks front office has a championship to their name. And, you know, this was – I believe there's still some people in the front office that was part of drafting Giannis. So this Milwaukee Bucks front office at least seems somewhat competent, even though they're making some shaky – the Pelicans, I have no idea what they're doing.
Bo, let's go right back to you. How about this one? Better 4th of July side dish – baked beans or potato salad? Better 4th of July side dish, baked beans or potato salad?
I'm a baked beans guy, so I'm going baked beans. Potato salad is fine, and it does have a very cool taste on a hot day, but to me, a barbecue is not complete without baked beans.
All right, Allie, coming right back to you.
With bacon in them.
Coming right back to you, Allie. Would you rather spend a week babysitting Pork Chop or spend a week driving Dylan's car? Would you rather Would you rather spend a week babysitting Pork Chop or spend a week driving Dylan's
car? Smooth, carefully.
It's a smooth ride, Allie. It's a smooth ride.
I would like to end that week with my life intact. So
everybody's life intact, by the way.
Everybody's life intact. So I would be happy to babysit Pork Chop for a week. I'm not going near that car, Dylan. I'm sorry. It's scary to me.
It's a smooth ride.
Well, I'm driving it every day. As it turns out, Simone doesn't either, so you're not alone there.
All right, let's go back to Bo here for this next question. And we were just talking about Drake London cracking the NFL top 100. Who is more important to the success of the Atlanta Falcons this year? Is it Drake London or Jesse Bates? Drake London or Jesse Bates, assuming both of them are probably in the top 100.
That's tough because I think the defense, you know, we've seen how good Jesse Bates is, and the defense has still faltered. And I do think that Drake London is possibly the most underrated player in the NFL on offense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Drake, and it's not a knock at Jesse Bates. It's just I've seen Jesse Bates be all pro the last 2 years. And our defense still suck.
All right, Dylan, you're on the dock here. Let's go with this one. Who is the more likely winner? All right, listen closely to this. Would it be Bo being chased by Dylan as the Freeze? So Dylan is wearing the Freeze outfit and he's chasing Bo, or is it Allie being chased by Bo as the Freeze? Which one is the more likely winner? Is it Bo being chased by you? Or is it Allie being chased?
You know how he's gonna answer this.
That's a smart question.
Let's just picture him, Bo, in the Freeze outfit.
First of all, I'm hawking Bo down. Easy. I'm hawking Bo down.
Yeah, you think so, tough guy.
I'm definitely hawking you down. So, man. I've not personally seen Allie in action, but I think Allie is very much an athlete. So I'm definitely going with Allie.
She's
here.
Also
Bo,
you got pace, no chance. She's buddy. Also a pace runner, though. Huh.
That's fine. Bo, you got no chance.
Let's stay with that same topic.
All right, tough guy.
Who would look more like their costume if they were participating in the tools race, Allie? Would it be Bo in a Fill the Bucket outfit, or would it be Dylan in the Hammer and Hank uniform?
Okay.
Which one do you think would look more like their costume?
You got to look at the size of these guys, right? And lay it out and figure it out. So, Bo, you are quite lean. So I don't think you would actually fill the bucket. You would not be fill the bucket. And after seeing Dylan as Hammer and Hank, he is Hammer and Hank. Yes. I mean, he's tall. He's tall.
I live this life.
Although I will say, Dylan, I do not think you are a tool.
Yeah.
Although you play one sometimes at Braves games.
Thank you, Bo. I appreciate that.
All right, let's go back to Bo here. Who do you trust more, Allie making you a dinner or Dylan picking you a dessert? Allie making you a dinner or Dylan picking you a dessert? Which one do you trust more?
Here's the thing. I actually trust Allie making me a dinner because I know the fact that while she doesn't eat meat and she probably doesn't prefer to cook it, she allows it. And so if I asked for chicken or fish or something, she would probably, against her better judgment, do that. Dylan is vanilla as hell with his desserts, and he's very stubborn about it. She's a lot more open about people eating, about meat being served around her than Dylan is about his ridiculously terrible dessert list.
You wouldn't want a skillet brownie or a skillet cookie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top, Bo?
Oh, man, that's
I'm
funny.
Letting you stay away from my desserts.
All right, let's go to Dylan. We'll stay on the same topic. Let's go to Dylan with this next question. Dylan, would you rather go to a vegan cookout with a pool or a carnivorous cookout with no pool? Vegan cookout with a pool, carnivorous cookout, no pool. Which one are you going to?
I'll go to the carnivorous cookout with with no pool. I'm sorry. I mean,
just give me a backyard,
dog. Because one thing about it, I can survive without the pool, but when I'm going to a cookout, I'm coming hungry. And so, you know, obviously being a vegan isn't my first choice. So
Not to mention, Dylan.
That. Plus, you know, I'm sure there are other games like cornhole or something like that. You know, I can find a way to entertain myself.
And you're going to get in that pool, and you're going to be swimming and splashing around and drinking. You're going to get hungry, man. You're
going to
need some meat. Protein.
Facts.
I will say you get a little bit more drunk when you're vegan because you don't have as much to soak up the alcohol.
See?
The black bean burgers wouldn't fill me up.
That might be the best answer you have ever had.
And this question is going to be for all three of y'all. We got to kind of run through it quickly. All right. Stick with me here. If I were to offer you $1 million a year for the rest of your life, or I'll give you $20 million a year for 3 years, but in those 3 years, you have to spend them off the grid, homesteading, away from everybody. $20 million for the next 3 years, you go off the grid, you homestead, you don't have any contact with the outside world, or I'll give you $1 million a year for the rest of your life. Which one are we taking, Allie? We'll start with you.
$20 million, man.
$20 million for 20
three. $20 million.
You're like, Grant, I'll see you later, buddy.
Nobody
I'll
can
meet
talk
you in
to
3 years.
I mean, nobody can talk to me. No social media. $20 million. Let's do it.
Yeah. You're like, I'll be in nature. Veganism, it'll be awesome.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Dylan. What do you think?
I'm actually going to go opposite here. I'll take the $1 million for the rest of my life. And, you know, I can stretch that. I can turn that $1 million into $20 million with the right investments. So, yeah I'll do it that way. Because okay. I still want to have a social life. I still want to, you know, have fun.
Yeah, but if you have $60 million over 3 years, you don't need to invest anything. All right, what do you think, Bo?
I'm actually going to surprise you and go with Dylan.
Wow.
What's $60 million for three of it? It's miserable, and maybe you're living off the grid. You get, you know, you.
Allie doesn't sound like it'd be miserable. She's like, give me that.
Maybe, I'll get Netflix.
Yeah, but you're off the grid. People off the grid don't watch Netflix.
She's like, do I get $60
million.
I don't think you really know what I'm. You're Ted Kaczynski, all right? Except for the bombing part. You're in a shed. Off the grid. The $1 million a year. If you tell me I got $1 million salary for the rest of my life, giddy bleakman up. I am all in.
All right, let me try to fit in a couple more real quick. Dylan, let's hit this one. If Simone can't go with you to a Drake concert, which one are you more likely to take, me or Bo?
Mike, absolutely you. Bo ain't turning up with me at no Drake concert. He going to be hating the whole time. He's going to be like, man, Kendrick would have been better. I bet Kendrick's production or Kendrick songs would have been
not
better.
Not like
that
us.
Is a badge of honor.
Is it not like us?
Yeah, see, exactly. And that's why you're not going, Bo.
Let's finish on this one.
Fine
with me. Allie, let's finish
with this
one.
That misery I'm spared from.
Who do you trust more? Would it be me to do your DIY project, or would it be Bo to cater your party? Which one would you trust more?
You to
me
do my
to DIY project.
Project. No brainer. I don't need brisket and like pork butt. I don't need that showing up.
What about your guests? I mean, not everybody wants to eat tofu, Allie.
Oh man,
that
anyways,
hurts a little bit because I'm a better cook than he is a DIYer.
That's a farce. I appreciate you guys. Special edition of Which One Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed it.
Not as bad as I thought.
There you go.
I think you got off the hook easy. I was hoping you were going to get thrown to the wolves.
You did a great job, Mikey P.
Good job, Mike.
The babysit thing, I was cracking up. Allie's got pork chop on one side and Dylan's car on the other. She's like, man, this is not good.
Smooth ride, Allie. Smooth ride.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us right now. How do you feel about Drake London landing at 97 on the top 100 NFL list? And what are you expecting from Jerkson Profar tonight? Also, what was your best ever 40 time? There's been a lot of discussion about beating the freeze. So we want to know one of your running personal best. Maybe it's your mile time, whatever it is. Call us now, 404-726-0929. And also, would you trust Bo to cater your next party? 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.